Mr. President, you say you want to secure the border. Texas has secured it. Leave it alone. We don't need you down here.
Governor Greg Abbott said in an interview Friday that Texas is prepared for any conflict between state and federal authorities.
There are signs the Biden administration may be backing down from a standoff between the state of Texas and the feds at the southern border.
Texas officials say they will not comply with a deadline tonight to allow Border Patrol access to Shelby Park in Eagle Pass. And Border Patrol agents say for now there are no plans to remove razor wire, even though a court ruling allows agents to do so. Meanwhile, more Republican states say they will send National Guard resources to the border.
Along the border in Eagle Pass, it appears Texas is in charge, and some want it to stay that way.
Mr. President, you say you want to secure the border. Texas has secured it. Leave it alone. We don't need you down here.
A Friday deadline that the federal government set for the state to let federal agents access a park in Eagle Pass will apparently pass with no changes. The state took control of the high crossing area earlier this month, even though the feds said they needed it to do their job. A court ruling Monday also paved the way for the feds to take down razor wire, but Texas has since added more. It prompted some calls for the federal government to take over the Texas Guard.
And I would remind everyone that the circumstances under which the federal government can mobilize a state's National Guard are outlined in the law, right? So that I'll leave that there, but I'm just not going to get into speculations on any actions the president's going to take at this time.
Governor Greg Abbott said in an interview Friday that Texas is prepared for any conflict between state and federal authorities.
All we can do is be as prepared as possible, deploy as many people as possible, do as much as possible to put up more border barriers and deny illegal entry. And our head is down. We're working hard, regardless of what the Biden administration is doing.
Meanwhile, more Republicans appear to be souring on a congressional border security deal. Speaker Mike Johnson told colleagues Friday leaked details about the plan lead him to believe the plan would be dead on arrival in the House. It comes after former President Donald Trump said a border deal now would be a gift to Democrats. Immigration is a top issue for voters, but some Republicans still want to see action sooner.
I think they should try to get something done. That's my personal opinion. But regardless of whether they do or not, there's actions that the president can take right now to help the governor instead of working against it.
Well, look, I mean, the Supreme Court is the highest, court of the land. It is. And they made a ruling. And, on Tuesday, as you guys probably saw, DHS sent Texas a letter outlining the access Border Patrol needs in Shelby Park, for example, to do their jobs, and demanding Texas confirm this access will be honored. Border Patrol needs to have access in order to do their job. They just do. And, what we're seeing from Governor Abbott, you've heard me say this over and over again, he's making it harder for Border Patrol to do their jobs. They need access. And right now, they don't have that. And it's under the Constitution of the United States that federal law is the supreme law of the land. And any conflicting state is preempted. That's the law.
So you think they're failing to comply with the court's orders?
I mean, it's the law. It is literally the law. I mean, it is the law. And what we want is Border Patrol to be able to do their jobs. And right now, Governor Abbott is getting in the way. And you see it, DHS sent a letter on this. I would refer you to to what they wrote.
Is DHS still trying to work with the Texas National Guard?
Look, DHS wants the Border Patrol agents to have access. They want them to be able to do their jobs so that they can follow the law. When Border Patrol is trying to have access to that area, they're actually trying to enforce the law. That's what they're trying to do. And Governor Abbott is getting in the way of that. And so they're trying to do their job, enforce the law, make sure that, they are able to do what they are meant to be doing as Border Patrol agents.
They're communicating with the Texas National Guard.
I mean, I would refer you to the DHS on communication. I'm not tracking every communication that they're having. What I'm saying more broadly, which is true, which is Border Patrol needs to be able to do their job, and they're getting in the way of it.
And just a quick one on the border talks. Mm-hmm. We and others have reported that the White House has said that they would accept limiting parole at the border as a condition in the Senate border talks. Can you confirm?
I cannot confirm that from here. I'm going to let the negotiators have their process, go through their process. We appreciate, we think it's happening in good faith. We think there's been progress, and we want to see a bipartisan agreement here.
Thank you, John. Why are you guys making it easier for people to enter the country illegally?
I believe we are. Why do you think we are?
Well, you guys sued to cut razor wire that was put in place by Texas officials.
So that the Border Patrol could actually do their jobs, but keep going.
Well, you won in court, so now what? The Border Patrol Union president is saying the Supreme Court's decision is going to undoubtedly encourage more illegal immigration. Do you guys know better than the Border Patrol Union?
The Border Patrol needed access, and that's why we sued to get rid of that razor wire, so that they could do their jobs. And you know what would also help them do their jobs, Peter? More Border Patrol agents. There's an idea. And if you go back to the supplemental request that we put in, there's money in there for some 1,300 additional Border Patrol agents. We want to help them do their jobs. We want to give them more resources. And the answer we keep getting back from House Republicans is no, no, no.
Does razor wire work?
Does razor wire work for what? Does it work for the Border Patrol to allow them to have the access they need to be able to better process people that are trying to get across the border? I don't think so, and that's why we asked for it to be removed.
But what is the president's plan? This is happening just weeks after 300,000 people came into this country over the southern border illegally. The razor wire, officials down there think, was keeping some of them out. And you guys just sued and won to remove it.
On behalf of the Border Patrol, who needed to have better access to it. Look, let me go back to your other question. And I know I'm running short on time, so I won't filibuster here. But what's the plan? Please look at the stuff we've put forward. The immigration reform legislation that the president put forward on day one. The work we're doing in the region. Just last week, we had Mexican officials here to talk about how together we have and will continue to try to stem the flow of migrants. You mentioned the numbers. No question there's a lot of people trying to make that journey, but it's not just to the United States. It's to other countries in the world, in the region. We're seeing historic movement. Not since World War II have we seen this many people on the move in this hemisphere. And the Mexicans are really stepping up and trying to do more on their southern border to keep that flow going north lower. And we have seen in recent weeks some success at that. The idea that we don't have a plan or a strategy or we're not taking this seriously is just not borne out by the facts. And, you know, again, if the folks on the House Republican side are serious about border security, and they claim they are, then they should act on the supplemental request and, you know, let's negotiate this in good faith. The president has said he's willing to make compromises. He's willing to negotiate in good faith. So let's have that discussion.
The tensions led the Border Patrol Union to issue a statement Friday saying, in part, rank-and-file Border Patrol agents are not going to start arresting Texas National Guard members for following their lawful orders. That's fake news.
Tensions between Texas and the Biden administration have reached a boiling point as the Lone Star State continues to defy an emergency injunction from the Supreme Court and block federal border agents into the state to cut razor wire it's been installing over the past few weeks. 25 other states have signed a letter pledging to support Texas as it installs razor wire on the southern border, with some sending members of their own state and National Guard to assist with the installation process. They wrote, "We stand in solidarity with our fellow governor, Greg Abbott, and the state of Texas in utilizing every tool and strategy, including razor wire fences, to secure the border. We do it in part because the Biden administration is refusing to enforce immigration laws already on the books and is illegally allowing mass parole across America of migrants who entered our country illegally."
But it wasn't just Republicans who backed Abbott's decision to buck the feds. Presidential hopeful RFK Jr. wrote, "Texas is right. Biden's failure to secure the border leaves states no choice but to take matters into their own hands. As president, I will end this humanitarian crisis once and for all. I will secure the border and destroy the business model of the drug cartels. A country without borders is not a country at all."